Hollywood City to the streets of East LA. The poverty ain't pretty, the hunger it ain't hay. Some say it isn't true, and some just don't believe. It's far better to give than it is to receive. Let's all come together, let's make this bad news better. Let's all come together right now. Let's do it now.
Hello.
Hi, Willie Nile.
Yes, Chris?
Yeah, this is Chris. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. So, Willie, you got a couple minutes to chit-chat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Willie Nile's going to be playing at the Linda on Friday, April 21st, and we're pretty excited. Willie, do you ever stop working?
Well, sometimes, you know. I mean, I work hard. I love what I do. You know, it's meaningful to me, so I don't think of it as work, even though some of the traveling can be arduous, and it's great. Great fun. I'm having the time of my life. I work hard. I was in Alaska a few weeks ago. I was in the Midwest touring. In November, I got to play with Roger Daltrey. Roger was doing a cancer benefit in Wall Street in New York City. It was for a bunch of high rollers, you know, on Wall Street. The guy who was putting it on is a friend of mine. He knew I was still friends with Roger, so he asked if I could sing with Roger. I ended up getting, and Roger said, of course. So I ended up singing with Roger, trading verses on Substitute, Won't Get Fooled Again, and See Me, Feel Me. I mean, so, yes, I work hard, but everybody works hard. The people listening, I mean, we all work hard. But I got to do that, and I'm having the time of my life. For me to complain would be ridiculous.
Well, it does sound like you're having the time of your life there, Willie.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's amazing.
Watching you on stage, I have to ask, where do you get all that energy?
I have no idea. I really don't know. I think from my mother, for sure. But it's also from the music. The music, if I'm tired or I'm not feeling well, once I get on stage and the first song begins, I just kind of go, huh? Oh, yeah. And off to the races, you know. I love so much the music. I love music, you know. It always meant so much to me and still does. It means the same now as it did when I started in the old days. And I figure if we have fun and we give everything we got, the audience is going to hear that. And maybe it'll pick them up, you know. People always leave the show smiling and upbeat. So we must be doing something right.
So we got Willie Nile on the phone with us right now. Willie's going to be playing at the Linda on Friday, April 21st. That's a fun room for you to play, right?
I love that room. You know, it was an old bank. The dressing room is the vault, you know? If I could do time travel, I'd go back there and take a big sack. And anyway, yes, that was the bank vault. It's a great venue. The people that work there are great. The sound system, everything about it is comfortable for the listener. And I love playing there. And the audience in Albany is so great. They're really warm, welcoming, and they know our party. And we're bringing a party on April 21st, that's for sure.
'Cause I'm a soldier marching in an army. Got no gun to shoot, but what I got is one guitar. I got this one guitar.
Did I hear right? You're working on a Dylan covers record?
Yeah, I am. It's an absolute blast. You know, last May was Bob Dylan's 75th birthday, and I was asked by a venue here in New York, City Winery, if I would come and play four songs to close this show that were to honor Bob, like a happy birthday Bob thing. I wasn't sure I wanted to do it, and I thought, well, let me look at his song list. So I went online and looked at all the songs, and I thought, if I could find four songs I think I could bring something to that I could have fun with, then I would. And I stayed up late, and I had a ball. I picked four songs out, really fun to play, took a few buddies with me, went on stage, ripped the place apart. The audience had a ball, I had a ball, and I just thought, these songs are so beautiful, so strong, so meaningful. From Rainy Day Women, you know, Everybody Must Get Stoned, to Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall. We did a version of Blow in the Wind that's absolutely rocked out, you know. They're great pieces of literature and great songs, and we had a ball. And that's where the idea came from. I thought, you know, I'd love to, you know, honor, pay some respect to Bob. He's always meant so much to me. And just put some new life into these great songs, and it was really fun to do. We did it really quickly. I got my friend James Maddock, who opened the show last time I played, and the drummer from the Spin Doctors, Aaron Gomez, really great. He plays with James. My bass player, Johnny Paisano. My lead guitar player, Matt Hogan, and we went in 2 days, boom, boom, knocked it out. All the lead vocals were live. My vocals were all live. Just turned out that way. And the album's alive and rocking, and I think it's respectful. You know, the songs are great. It was an honor to do it. So I'm excited to come and put the record out there. And it's coming out in June. June 23rd is the release date. We'll play something from, a song or two this on the 21st from it.
Daytime, my arms and my blankets will keep you so warm. The cold wind is blowing,
Willie Niles on the phone here. I don't know if you're thinking about this, but I would imagine you are. You know, that first record of yours is approaching its 40th anniversary.
You're right. I was 5 years old when I made it.
I thought you were. I always thought you were so young to put out a record.
Yeah. It's almost 40 years. You're right. I should do something for that. 40 years. You're right. You know, we talked about a couple of years ago, getting the band back together and doing something. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we will. It'd be great to get the band together. You know, J.D. Doherty from Patti Smith's band, Fred Smith from Television. I'm still in touch with those guys. Clay Barnes, down from Meridian, Mississippi, and Peter Hoffman. Peter Hoffman from Boston played with us. The last time we did Albany, he came and played. I should think about inviting him down again. Yeah, that's a good idea. I should. When the 40th anniversary comes around, we should do something out of Epic. I love that record. And yeah, we'll probably do something. Good idea. Thank you, Chris.
No problem, man. So Willie Niles is going to be at the Linda Friday, April 21st. And I think that means you need to be there too, my friend. As a listener of great music, I trust you'll be out there rocking with Willie.
All I would say was anybody who comes should bring two pairs of socks, because the first, we're going to blow your socks off, number one. Call the fire department, because we're going to burn the place down. And we'll build it up again, of course, when we're done. My band is on fire. We've been touring, playing so much. It's just gotten better and better, and it's never been where it is now. People that come to the show, like they were there last year, the year before, they'll be surprised. It's just, we're having so much fun, and it comes across. So the show is really a lot of fun. Anybody whose socks are still on at the end of the show, I'll give your money back.
Sweet.
Bring an extra pair of socks.
All right. Hey, Willie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Looking forward to coming to the show. Thank you so much, buddy.
You got it, buddy. See you.
Bye-bye now.
So ride, and baby, come on. Ride, ride, ride with me, baby, come on.